Welcome to the Esports Recap. We cover yesterday's matches. My name is Boyd, and today on this beautiful Friday, October 21st, we have some Blastromir Counter-Strike, some APAC Siege, as well as some European Siege, some League of Legends, and some Collegiate Rocket League. So let's get started. Starting us off in Blastromir Counter-Strike, we have their two final quarterfinal matches to see who moves on to the semifinals. We already have Team Vitality and Astralis going against each other, but now it's between Big, Sengal, Ecstatic, and Heroic, where we start with Big losing to Sengal 2-1. Big took Dust2 16-11, and then Sengal took Inferno 16-9, and Vertigo in overtime 19-16. Moving them on to the semifinals, where they will either face Ecstatic or Heroic, where Heroic took a 2-0 victory, going 16-14 on Vertigo and 16-9 on Inferno. So this leaves us with Team Vitality and Astralis fighting for the grand final, as well as Sengal and Heroic. This is all happening today, so it will be covered on Monday. Moving us on over to Siege, where we get to talk about the Asia-Pacific South Division, where they had three matches in their Playday 6. To start us off, you had Fury and Wildcard Gaming going on bank, where Fury would take a 7-2 win, taking 5 attack, 2 defense rounds, and Wildcard getting 1 defense and 1 attack round. Then we had Dire Wolves taking an 8-7 overtime win over Elevate on Villa, where they would take it close, Dire Wolves getting 2 defense, 6 attack, Elevate getting 5 attack, 2 defense. The Gaming Gladiators took a 7-5 win over Tide on Clubhouse. Gaming took 4 attack, 3 defense, Tide taking 2 defense, 3 attack rounds. Then over in Europe, where they had their Playday 7, fewer matches there than they did over in APAC, but we have Outsiders starting it off on Cafe, taking it 7-3 over TT9. Outsiders get 4 attack, 3 defense rounds, TT9 taking 2 defense, 1 attack round. BDS then took a dominant 7-2 victory over Na'Vi on bank, BDS getting 5 defense, 2 attack rounds, leaving Na'Vi with just 1 attack, 1 defense round. Then you have Wolves Esport taking it over Rogue 7-4, Wolves getting 3 attack, 4 defense, Rogue getting 3 defense, 1 attack, all happening on Villa. M&M lost to G2 in overtime, G2 taking it 8-6 with 5 defense, 3 attack rounds, M&M then taking 4 defense, 2 attack rounds. Final match of Siege is Heroic taking a 7-4 victory over Team Secret on Theme Park, where Heroic took a 4 attack, 3 defense, and Secret took 2 defense, 2 attack rounds. Then we get to go over to League of Legends, where the 2022 World Championship is underway, and we had our first quarterfinal match. These are all best of 5, and JD Gaming didn't need to go to all 5. They took a 3-0 win over Rogue, where they took the first match in 29 minutes 19 seconds, the second in 29 minutes 39 seconds, and unfortunately, I do not see how long the third one was. But they took that one too, 3-0 over Rogue, moving them onto the semis, kicking Rogue out of the tournament. Today we will have T1 and Royal Never Give Up. Then we get to move over to Collegiate Rocket League, where we get a handful of matches. Clicking through all the matches to find the right one, we start off with the University of Akron Zip. The Akron Zip Blues take a 3-0 decisive win over the Northern Kentucky University. All happening on Manfield Night, Akron takes 7-3 in the first match, 2-0 in the second, and 5-1 in the third. After that, we go over and see that Northwood University White took a 3-0 win over Stockton University. Northwood University took it 4-1 in the first on Manfield, 2-1 in the second in overtime, almost a 3-minute overtime on Neo Tokyo, and a 3-2 win in a 30-second overtime on DFH Stadium. This then moves us over to watch them play yet again. Northwood University White will take on the Siena Heights University, where they win a closer 3-2. Siena takes a 3-2 in the first match, Northwood would take a 4-0 in the second. Siena take a 4-3 in the third. Northwood then in the fourth taking it 1-0, making it a 2-2 close match. But in overtime, Northwood would take it 3-2. And then our final match is between Seton Hall University and Penn State University. Seton Hall would take the first game 6-1, absolutely decisive, making a statement. But then Penn State would take 2-1 in overtime, 2-0, and then 3-0 to win it 3-1 over Seton Hall. And that's all I have for you today. Tune in Monday where we talk about, are you ready for this list? Blash Premier Fall European, Blash Premier Fall American, Halo World Championship, the Overwatch League Countdown Cup. We might be covering some Pokemon Go and some Pokemon TCG from the Lille Regional, some Copa Elite 6 Siege, the Upper Bracket Quarters. We're going to be talking more about the League of Legends World Championship and their knockout stage. Some Collegiate Rocket League in the Eastern Division. We'll see if they have matches. And the Rewired Festival for Apex Legends. So we got a lot to talk about, so stay tuned.